Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Brian. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to read a comment I found on goingyourownway.com. And here's what someone named McCavity has to say, and I quote, "This is a true story about a lesbian trying to play a straight girl. There is a contractor girl that started working at my plant. She was very talky and everyone loves her. I immediately ignore her and do my own thing. Sure enough, a week or two later, she finds me. I was literally hiding in a closet, and asked me to do something for her. So I go out and do it, and do not say anything to her. Later she complains to my supervisor that I don't talk to her. The supervisor thinks that I'm an idiot who doesn't know how to talk to girls. A few other times she is flirty, touches me, etc. I ignore all of it. Eventually she stops wearing makeup and nice clothing. She becomes a typical 34-year-old woman that's doing a job. I wonder, what if this is genuine? I send her an email asking her when she'd come in, because I had a question for her. If she liked me, she would respond at least. There's no response. It's because she doesn't read her emails. I know this because my supervisor asked me to contact her about a problem at the plant. I told him he had to do it because she won't respond to what I sent. She then tells me I got your email, and is telling me all the time that she'd be at the plant. She's suddenly touching me again and wearing makeup. Last time I saw her, she was over the top flirty, and a coworker's response to me was, 'Dude, she wants to suck your pee-pee. There was a company function at the beach soon, and I heard word that she would be coming. I decided to show up for curiosity's sake and see where this girl stood. She was all nervous around me, dropping her brand new shirt in the mud, putting her things with mine on a chair, etc. She followed me around and we talked throughout the events. Seems promising, right? So let's escalate. She says she wants to be only as friends. WTF? I'm a lesbian, she says. I press because that is what a girl says to be nice. But no, she was actually a lesbian. I heard some of this in the grapevine earlier. So I wanted to ask her why she was acting the way that she did, all flirty-like. She said, 'I heard you were alone, so I decided to be nice. WTF. Her exact quote was, "I can act any which way I want. I'm not baffled that a woman wants to keep being able to exploit men. But what baffles me is why I come out to a company event, talk to someone who wasn't going to be buying you anything, leading on a man on and on and on. And had it not been that I was escalating things, I would never have forced the truth. I don't understand why a lesbian would behave like this. If you're not attracted to men, why do you still want their attention? And why talk to me for hours on end? At the end, she asks us to just be friends. I said no." Unquote. Well, Brian, thanks for the donation and thanks to McCavity for sharing his story. I'll try and decode this story and share my own about trying to date a woman that turned out to be a lesbian in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red-pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the women that want to sleep with other women, but still want to put men in the friend zone clown world show. I just want to let you guys know, I'm having a real tough time finding new topics these days, when I get donations without a write-up, because the MGTOW subreddit is gone. It was rare that I found a story as thought-provoking as this one. First, let me give you guys a take on what happened to McCavity, and then I'll share my story. This so-called lipstick and makeup lesbian could have simply been getting off on the ultimate power trip of turning down a straight male. It's probably something she does all the time. I wouldn't put that past women. It would be the same as a straight male teasing gay men when he wasn't actually interested in being with them. That's how pathetic her actions are, if that's what she's doing. It didn't actually matter that the guy wasn't going to be buying her anything. All that mattered was getting off on keeping his attention and putting him in the friend zone. Then when he asks her about why she appears to be leading him on, she can say, "I'm a lesbian," and drop that as plausible deniability. It shuts a guy down immediately. What's he supposed to say? He can't exactly be jealous that she has a boyfriend, or that he can actually have a shot with her by changing his approach. I'd like to see how a pickup coach tries to deal and talk with a woman like this when she tells him no in the most absolute way possible. A lesbian is like any woman that puts you in the friend zone. She'll tease you until she gets your attention and affection and then turns you down and leaves you hanging. Notice how this woman changed her approach after McCavity didn't respond to the lipstick lesbian routine. Then it looks like she played the whole hard-to-get girl-next-door thing with a simple look, and that worked wonders. She changes her approach by ditching the makeup, and suddenly he believes she was putting all that effort in for him, and that she's being genuine, only to go out with him to that company event, get his hopes up again, and when he tries to kiss her or ask her out, she says, "I'm a lesbian." He did actually have some warning that this might happen, because other people in his office told him that she was a lesbian. I suspect that there was some psychological manipulation on her part, because she probably got the other men in the office interested in her as well, except she didn't get his attention, so she wanted it even more, because she couldn't have it. So she dressed down and ignored him, and made him miss her beauty and attention, and made him suspect that she was interested in him in the beginning. Even though he says he was ignoring her, odds are McCavity was still missing all the attention, so subconsciously, he might have been trying to fix her behavior, so she would act the way that she did before, which would give him a mini ego boost or narcissistic fix of female validation. The ambiguity was there that made him guess about her true intentions, and he just had to know. Maybe she was genuinely interested, and after McCavity rejected her, she decided to take it out on him by building up his hopes again and letting him down. Looks like her hot-to-cold running bitch maneuver got to him. In my case, the woman that was a lesbian that I fell for was just as perplexing. Her behaviors looking back could have been misconstrued as both gay and straight. When I met her, she was altruistic and helpful. I was filming various events and she was volunteering for a company putting on those events. And what I noticed was that she was kind enough to help me tear down and set up my lights and electrical cables. I had just started going my own way and she was a different kind of woman because she wanted to help out physically. As far as I could tell, this was a no-walled quality. However, this is also what I saw in the masculinized women at the slut walks back in 2015. They were running around like beta males trying to make sure the women at the event were comfortable as possible, as well as setting up the microphones and speakers and doing all the tech support. So I should have known that something was up. Except her appearance was still very feminine. Long hair, delicate clothing, and makeup. I was interested because back then I thought she wasn't like any other woman. She shot me down at first and told me that she wanted to be friends, and that she was into women. She said no, but later on she seemingly said yes. A while later I told her I wanted someone to travel with to make travel videos, and she was interested, so we met once to discuss it at a coffee shop. It was late in 2014 back then, and I was stupidly sharing my Sandman identity with people in real life, including her. The idea was to get her to make the first move. This is how I've always dealt with women up to that point. I didn't make a move based on her perfect setup. Something about it just seemed too fabricated and fake. She was feminine back then, but she's the more masculine lesbian type now, with short hair. The thing is, she seemed interested in me, but at the same time was telling me that she was a lesbian. Maybe she was trying to entrap me because she knew that I was the Sandman, and someone was going to run in from upstairs to claim that I had done something wrong to her. Now she's a feminist and even promotes the female fist empowerment symbol everywhere. The makeup and hair all done nicely is gone. Women like this are masters at escaping labeling and classification. A lesbian that wanted to make a first move, which I didn't, but then runs off and has a relationship with a hot woman in her early 20s. Women's ambiguity over their sexual orientation, that's really weird. She tells me one moment that she's into women and the next invites me over to play soft music while we're sitting on the couch together. And all three or four of her roommates are gone. Many years later, with her female partner before the coup, they would travel to Muslim countries, where they would be killed if their sexual orientation was ever revealed. It was definitely illegal. I remember hearing a while back that there were two white women that were murdered in North Africa, Morocco if I'm not mistaken, and they were decapitated. Maybe they were carpet munchers taken out and taken care of by the local self-appointed Islamic moral police. Other women I've known have gone from being straight to gay and then back again, and changed their appearance along the way. How can you be sure about what a woman is and what she's going to become? The only possible dead giveaway I can think of is a woman giving up her effort for what seems like nothing if she's helping you out in a physical way. She's not on a walt, she's probably just being physically active to show any other potential lesbians out there that may be looking that she's masculine and can provide effort and resources. I've also seen lesbian women that were given attention from the so-called right man, and then they grew their hair out and stopped being butch. I suspect that the reason many women that are fluid with their sexual orientation like that are doing this because they enjoy experimenting with being the dominant one in the relationship and having a woman that's more passive. but I don't know. But to see such transformations is interesting, and I know the women I've known to do this sort of thing ever explain their actions. They just did it and didn't tell anyone why. Maybe there's actually an aspect of role-playing involved here. But from my observations, I suspect that one of the main reasons women want to be in lesbian relationships is because they grew up in severely dysfunctional homes, where their mothers were unloving, so they seek out the love of another woman for the love they never received as a child. Other women that are unattractive and don't receive compliments from boys tend to turn into lesbians as well. I saw this firsthand in a high school, with buck-toothed fatties with slightly receding hairlines muffing out on each other. Other women became lesbians because they hate men, which may have been triggered by feminist ideology. It's like the reverse ISIS maneuver where in some Muslim countries, men hate women and have that saying that women are for children and children are for pleasure. So that turns them into men that want to get spicy with male minors, if you know what I mean. So if a woman hates men in the so-called evil patriarchy, she can find solace in the flabby armfolds of a land whale instead. Could the rise in lesbian feminism over the last few decades have been caused by emotionally unavailable mothers that became emotionally distant from their daughters? But maybe the fathers were still emotionally involved in their lives, so they learned how to have healthy male relationships and appreciate male attention. But the lack of female attention led them to crave love from women and attention from men at the same time. Share your lesbian experiences in the comments section below. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Brian for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women have a hard time smashing each other unless they use their fists. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the lipstick lesbians that confuse men into thinking they want his hot beef erection, but actually yearn to play a game of Scissor Sisters with Sally instead away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.